I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Thousands of livestock and poultry producers throughout the Southeast suffered losses during the pandemic when they couldn't get access to processing facilities. Those producers can now apply for assistance for those losses and the cost of depopulation and disposal of the animals. Tom Vilsack, Secretary of Agriculture, announced the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program in remarks at the National Pork Industry Conference in Wisconsin. Livestock and poultry producers can apply for assistance through the USDA's Farm Service Agency through September 17th. In the meantime, the Ag Secretary says the USDA is moving ahead with a directive in a presidential executive order to improve fairness and transparency with the Packers and Stockyards Act.
There's a poultry grower ranking system that we believe needs to be tightened up. We'll also take a look at clarifying and drawing bright lines on what constitutes unfair practice. And then looking at the scope of proof or the requirement of proof to be able to establish a violation of Packers and Stockyards, we're going to essentially take a look at better defining that proof so that it gives producers a real opportunity to utilize Packers and Stockyards if there is unfair practices taking place.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says these efforts are designed to create a balance between producers and packers to make sure they have a more equitable market. Vilsack told reporters that large packing houses will need to learn that they can no longer take advantage of meat and poultry growers, and growers should not have to sell at a loss so packers can make a profit. I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.